Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere for free on that Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps for your phone, the Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You can also get us on your smart speaker. Just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio, and it will, just like that, live. How's everyone doing today? It is beautiful, 81 degrees, 308 on this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. I do apologize for yesterday due to unforeseen circumstances. We had to play best of, but here we are. And lots of news to talk about, a lot of things going on. And the guests that I had scheduled for yesterday, Applewood Farms, I'm going to have those great people in on Thursday because they are truly going to give you some great information about farming in Northeast Pennsylvania. They are a multi-generational farm, locally sourced meat, and an event they have coming up. So it's going to be a great learning experience. Every time I talk to our American farmers or ranchers, you learn something. They truly love the land. They are the stewards of the land. They caretake it for us and make sure that our groceries are stocked. And a lot of people, you'd be amazed this day and age how people just think, you know, meat and vegetables and everything just kind of pop up at the grocery store. And there's not a ton of work behind it by people like our American farmers and ranchers. So we're going to have them in on Thursday. We got Tuesdays with Tommy coming up today at 4 o'clock. But there's a lot of stuff that went on that I wanted to get into. I was looking to get into it yesterday. Some of it, the information about these things were updated. But listen, as a parent of three children, grown now, but I realize how hard and how nerve-wracking parenting is. You add shootings between not even teenagers, and that escalates to a panic level. And that's what we saw this weekend in Oliphant, where we saw a huge police response, and kudos to those in law enforcement from multi-jurisdictionals. Pretty much this was an all-hands-on-deck where there was a report of a 12-year-old that was shot. The alleged suspects in this case were, 13, 14, 15 years old. That's what the information was given out now. We do know now that it was a 14-year-old boy who shot a 12-year-old Sunday night in Oliphant. And I was keyed into this early on when it was happening. I did post something on social media, and I do post those general, with very general information. I said there was a shooting in this area, juveniles allegedly involved, please stay away from the area. That's what I posted. And that's really all you're going to get from me while the situation is ongoing. While our men and women in law enforcement from all over the place were responding, setting up perimeters, searching for what was indeed an armed suspect. Not only an armed suspect, but a juvenile armed suspect who, as we know, doesn't have a rational thought process yet. That's why they are young adults. That's why they're teenagers. That's why it's our job as parents to be involved in every aspect of their life. And even more so here. And we don't know the stories. I know there's information that they attended Valley View, or at least some of them did, Valley View School District. And this has nothing to do with the school district. It just happens to be where they went. None of this took place on school district grounds. But, I mean, from the people who live in that area that I know that were reaching out to me with real-time information, A, I appreciate that. But, as you're aware, we're just not going to put that stuff out real-time while the police are actively searching and their lives are in danger, while this scene is very much active. But it's a scary situation as we move forward with this, as we try to break this down. And we will get some more information. We won't get a lot of details because of, at this point, being juveniles. It appears that there will be some sort of move to charge this individual as adults. We don't really know the primary roles of the other two individuals that were arrested. Were they simply acting in concert? Did they take an active participation in it? That's going to matter when it comes down to who's charging an adult, whose names get released. The last I heard, the 12-year-old boy was critical but stable condition, which is a good sign. Not out of the woods yet, still critical but stable, but that stable part gives us a lot of information as far as where they where this moves forward. As far as gang affiliation, you know, there's been chatter of it. I have seen nothing from official sources on that. But you have to wonder where kids this age, firearm involved, it's a very good possibility. But until we, again, we have to be guided by the authorities here. They will, and I have confidence in the district attorney of Lackawanna County and who's handling this investigation. You know, law enforcement can only give so much information, and this is in the district attorney's hand now. But I have complete faith that they will handle this the proper way, hold this juvenile to the full extent of the law, hopefully charge them as an adult. Listen, I don't care if you're 14. You bring a firearm. You make the conscious effort to get a firearm, however it was acquired. I don't care. But you make the conscious effort to get one, possess it, bring it to some place that either there's a potential for a conflict or you're looking for a conflict. Take that firearm out, display it, and shoot a 12-year-old boy. I'm sorry, you need to be held accountable. You need to be held as an adult. You need to be charged as an adult. And I did see a lot of back and forth on social media. Well, the parents need to be arrested too. Well, let the investigation take place. Listen, parents need accountability. Parents themselves, and that's where I'm going to focus on today, before something like this even becomes a thought in anyone's mind, it is up to you or I as parents. And I did the best I could as a parent of three children. And I know a lot of you out there do the best you can. I know a lot of you may be grandparents raising your grandkids because of whatever the situation may be. I know there's a lot of single parents out there. It starts there. It starts with monitoring and trying to do everything you can to get between what happened this Sunday and before then. Be that blockade. Cut it off. Intercede messages, intercede internet activity where you might have a clue, where you're going to have to be the enforcer. You're going to have to be the bad guy or girl, mom or dad, whatever that is. I would much rather be known as the too strict of a parent. My dad, you know, he's overbearing and he's a jerk sometimes, than visiting my child after he shot a 12-year-old through a plexiglass window. I will do that any day, any age. And I know most of you will. And I know people who have had family members and children arrested who have said that directly to me. I wish I had the courage. I wish I had the knowledge to do something sooner. And the people I'm talking to now are the ones that you do have that opportunity. And I don't know anything about these children. And that's what they are. They're children. I don't know what their upbringing is. I don't know what race they are. I don't know what their background is, what their financial demographic is. Every parent out there, because we've seen this with spoiled, rich teenagers. We've seen this with kids from the ghetto or from the projects or wherever that may be, or just kids raised in unfortunate circumstances of all backgrounds, of all financial status, get involved in this very same stuff. So every parent out there really needs to. If your child is under 18 and you're paying for a cell phone, if you're supporting everything about their life, you need to be involved in that life. You need to be the barrier between the internet and that child, between gangs and that child, between bad influence and your child. And now's the time for people who says, well, not my child. My child would never be involved with something like that. How do you know what your child is involved in unless you're actually seeing it with your own two eyes? Hopefully they are. Hopefully they all are. But we all know, if you want to be honest with yourself, our kids do things that we don't approve of when we don't know about them in one way or another. It could be something minor. It could be something as tragic as this. But it's our job to be involved in that discussion, to be that roadblock, to be that speed bump to where you could catch it before it gets to something like this. You know, you have a community in fear now. This entire community. I've spoken to people there. You know, they were that night. People were out videotaping the helicopter in the air with the spotlight. Well, there's an armed, unpredictable 14-year-old running around that was being cornered by our local law enforcement. Not a smart idea. I mean, that in itself goes to show how, you know, are we all thinking in a focused manner here. You know, while police are in an investigation, people stopping them to ask him, you know, is it, you know, what's going on? Is it all good? You know, can we come out now? People locking their doors and securing their, locating their children and making sure they were okay. We're in just a new dynamic in this day and age. I mean, who would have thought a 14-year-old would have shot a 12-year-old, an Oliphant? I mean, anyone in Oliphant. Anyone in that surrounding area, Dixon City, Archibald, Einant, anyone around there, would you have concepted this, had a conception of this? But it happened now. And as parents, hopefully not involved with this situation, but definitely concerned and maybe startled is a good thing. Get involved with your children's life. If your children are under 18, and I understand between 16 and 18, there has to be some sort of boundaries. There has to be some sort of trust. But if your child is under 16, you should be fully involved with every electronic platform that they have. And by fully involved, I mean total access. And I'm not saying that this even played a role here, but it is a warning sign. These kids do text each other. They WhatsApp each other. They Snapchat each other. You should have the passwords for all of that. And you should have those apps downloaded on your phone to where you could log in as well. So if one of their friends sends them a message, you're getting the message. And you know what? You're checking their phone on a weekly basis to make sure they didn't set up another account on that same platform. Let them tell their friends, hey, my mom or dad monitors this. So they're watching what they do as well that they send to your child. There is not a single reason anyone out there can explain to me why their child under 16 has access to something on social media that you as the parent can't view. You cannot justify that. You cannot explain that to me. I'm telling you right now, if you do not have complete access or at minimal doing spot checks on your children, you're opening up to the world that's looking to take them in a wrong direction, because there is that out there. I've seen the most straightforward, honest, good-graded child be manipulated by peer pressure, by friends, by wanting to belong, by girls or boys that influence them. They are being bombarded every second of every day. And as parents, we have a finite amount of time to protect them. How often is your child right in front of you? Today, now. How often today is your child right in front of you where you could say, I have control of my child. I know he's safe. He or her is safe. I know nothing's going to happen to them right now. They are being bombarded by the world every second of every day. And if you take the time that you're actually there to protect them from that bombardment, it's not very much. So we have to do the best we can. We have to instill the best ethics and morals into them. We have to make it understood from the start that there will be checks on their social media, that you will be monitoring it, that you will be protecting them. They don't like it tough. They think you're mean or you're bad or you're a jerk tough. It's my parent. It's my job as a parent. I'm your parent. And until you have a child, they could never comprehend the amount of love we have for them and the amount of fear we carry every second of every day for them. And that needs to be explained to them. And you need to tell them that you cannot even comprehend. I could tell you all day. You will never comprehend how much your parents love you until you have a child of your own. And then it starts to dawn on you. And then that worrying starts. And that worrying gets bigger. And that fear gets stronger. And your anxiety grows because more and more of the world is surrounding your child. And it doesn't stop. It never stops. We learn to manage it maybe better once they're, you know, in their 20s and they're living their own life. But it never goes away. My children are 29, 23 and 22. And I'll tell you right now, it never goes away. And it never will. My child could be 45. I'm still going to worry. Still going to have concerns. they go someplace that I think is not going to be safe, I'm still going to be concerned, and I'm still going to voice that. Obviously, they're their own person, and they can make their own decisions, but I'm not going to let something happen and say I knew something or I had a feeling or I thought something or I wanted to give advice, and it was ungiven, it was unsaid. So, you know, the people of this area, I understand the anxiety and the fear you're going through, and the best thing I could tell you to help correct this situation, get that open dialogue with your children. Speak to them. Make sure they feel comfortable coming to you. If one of their friends is doing something that they think is wrong, they need to come to you. It's your job to protect your child. And that's what I got today. It's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a minute.